Amazon is halting its expansion in Seattle's downtown as the city council debates a so-called head tax on high-earning businesses. The proposed tax is expected to raise $75 million each year to help fund the city's initiatives to combat homelessness and provide more affordable housing. 88.5's Simone Alisea has been reporting on this issue and joins us live this morning. Simone, how much of an impact would this tax have on Amazon?
Right. So remember, this tax is calculated based on how many employees a business has. So for Amazon, that pencils out to be roughly $20 million or more a year. Another way to think about this is it's, you know, nearly a third of all the revenue that would be raised by this tax.
Well, you spoke to analysts yesterday about the company's move. What are they saying?
I think the big consensus is that this particular tax and this particular response to it is maybe not a huge deal in the short term. By all accounts, Amazon can pay the tax and they probably aren't going to just sort of up and leave from Seattle anytime soon. But what this does illustrate is mounting tensions between city leaders and the city's largest private employer over issues around growth. You know, I think Amazon is sending a message to city leaders, and it should be said that as a company, Amazon doesn't do a whole lot of bluffing. They tend to figure out what they want, and then they do it.
So if Amazon isn't likely to back down, what are you hearing from the city council? Are they firm in their support?
Absolutely. I spoke to council member Teresa Mosqueda yesterday, one of the sponsors, shortly after the news broke, and here's what she had to say.
I'm absolutely interested in moving forward with our proposal. I'm absolutely interested in having conversations with anybody who wants to come to the table. But frankly, they didn't come to the table and they boycotted the process. So we need to hear from everybody about how to make this workable now. But we have to get revenue inside because we have to move folks off the street.
Well, it sounds like they aren't backing down either.
No. And I, you know, remember the whole point of this that the city is trying to make here is that this is about housing and homelessness. You know, Mosqueda and the other three sponsors also sent out a statement to that effect, you know, that it's a really urgent problem. They also said, you know, it wasn't all about Amazon. Although I should say that language definitely has been used by supporters of the tax. And council member Kshama Sawant just today said she was going to hold a sort of a response press conference at the Amazon Spheres downtown. You know, all of that aside, that talk aside, you know, the tax has majority support. Five of the nine city council members support it, you know, which means eyes are now turning to Jenny Durkin. You know, she said yesterday that she was deeply concerned about the impact of this. But it's not clear by any stretch of the imagination that she's going to veto it. The next step in this is the city council does plan to vote on May 14th.
All right, Simone, thanks so much.
Thank you.
88.5 Simone Alisea reporting live this morning.